Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm Darren McBreen. It is Thursday, September 24th, 2015. Here's a quick look. What's coming up?
Tonight on the InfoWars Nightly News, the mainstream media launches Operation Pope Kid. A five-year-old slips through a multi-million dollar security theater apparatus to hand the Pope a pro-illegal immigration t-shirt and letter. Darren McBreen will look at this and past attempts by the mainstream media propaganda machine to use psyops on the public.
They took the babies out of the incubators. Took the incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
Then, Darren McBreen interviews Matthew Stein, author of When Disaster Strikes and When Technology Fails, who will discuss key preparedness strategies for a host of crises that could harm you and your family.
And so it is one of the least understood threats, and yet the greatest threat that we face.
All that and more on tonight's InfoWars Nightly News.
Knockout is back. If you want a product that has 10 known ingredients that naturally get your body to relax, your brain to relax, so you get deep, restful sleep, Knockout's it. InfoWarsLife.com. You take one or two of these, and it just is really clean, restful sleep is what the reviews are. It's what I've experienced. And it just synergistically puts everything in there.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Or call 888-253-3139.
Her name is Sophia Cruz, and her story has quickly become a national sensation. How this sweet little five-year-old girl with pigtails managed to deliver a pro-immigrant message to the Pope. And this was on behalf of millions of undocumented migrants here in the United States. And the crowd cheered with excitement as this little girl managed to climb over a metal barrier and deliver her message to the Pope, who was being paraded through the streets of Washington, D.C. at the time in his open-sided Pope-mobile. Now, once she broke through those barriers, it was really weird. I mean, she was escorted by the police, then through the Secret Service, and then lifted up by, you know, one of the Pope's security personnel as she handed him a letter pleading for the Pope to let her parents stay in the country. And she also gave him a pro-immigration t-shirt. Wow. And of course, the cameras were all there to record the event. The mainstream media is absolutely having a field day with this. It is by far the number one story and the number one talked about event in America right now. Everyone is talking about poor little Sophia.
Well, Alex, I was going to say that that excellent report that Rob Dew had about the young child who, we're told, climbed through the metal barriers, got through all the barricades, presented this letter to the Pope that was incredibly precocious. This child is a genius and a master escape artist. But listen, at the core of this, Alex, we need to read what this group is doing that put her up to this and got her through. You know, she didn't just show up there like we're told all the kids are coming across thousands of miles of Central and South America, presenting themselves at the border, and Glenn Beck meets them there with teddy bears. This child had a letter about DAPA, Deferred Action for Parents. Understand that when you have the mainstream media like Fox and CNN pushing back and saying to Donald Trump, there's no such thing as anchor babies. And besides, if there were, it's in the Constitution. It's a total lie. They're talking about deferred action for children. And, of course, they define children as people up to the age of 31. But this is deferred action for parents. This child that was there yesterday, they gave him the letter. She was born in America. So then they say, well, she's an American citizen.
She's an anchor baby. Please don't send my parents away.
Don't send her parents
away. And look, I'm going to say it. What do people that prey on children use? They use ice cream trucks. They use candy trucks. They use other children. They use puppies. The globalists are using this little girl, in my view, as an allegory, just like predators would use another child to get the kids in the truck. And the American people are very childlike, and they're going, look, a child, we're nice, work with us.
That's right, and this was no doubt a staged event, in my opinion, to promote illegal immigration, and it's amnesty for all, am I right? We're now joined by Kit Daniels, Infowars reporter. What do you think? Was this staged?
Absolutely. It was completely, totally, 100% staged. I mean, to put it in the context, we got a pope here who's practically a Trojan horse. I mean, he's going around talking about politics. He's basically saying the same Obama rhetoric that we hear from Obama every day. And yet, people are saying, oh, no, it's the Pope. You know, he's not being political. It's, you know, we can listen to him, you know.
They're saying the same thing, just different accents.
Yeah, well, yeah, literally. And it's like the Pope can do more damage than Obama can because he doesn't have this stigma of being a politician.
Sure.
And also, even beyond that, it's kind of like a judo move that the establishment's pulling on us because they can take this Pope, who's a global leader of a Christian church, mm-hmm. and say, oh, well, why is the right wing? Why don't they listen to the Pope? He's one of them, you know? So he's a Christian too. So why are they still, you know, talking bad about global warming and saying this false and this and that when their own Pope is saying otherwise?
So they're basically putting a Christian face to push the globalist agenda.
It's literally Marxism with a thin veneer of Christianity.
Gotcha.
That's basically Pope Marx. I said Pope Marx.
Now, I thought it was interesting reading your article today to find out that this little girl and her parents were both, they were all flown in specifically for this purpose, right? And she was obviously coached into doing this. We know her parents are big time activists and they want an open door policy that will prevent the deportation of anchor baby's parents. So, I mean, I thought that was very interesting. I mean, do you think, obviously, this girl was coached from the very beginning?
Yeah, I mean, when I was 5 years old, I was playing with matchboxes, Hot Wheels, you know, I had the
little You weren't too political
back
then?
Yeah. And yet this little girl is like, I can understand if she's going to the Pope saying, can you save my daddy? I don't want to leave him, you know. But this girl went and took the Pope and took him like a handwritten note that said something about the DAPA Act, I think, the Deferred Action for Parents in America, or something of that effect. And it's like this girl's talking about high-level legislation that I had to look up as a journalist to know what it was. So you're telling me this little girl is like, went on her own accord? Because this is what the mainstream media is trying to tell us. This is the official story they're trying to tell us. That this little girl went on her own accord to the Pope, got through a barricade with a shirt that, I don't know, did she make the shirt herself? I mean, what's the official story on that? Did she silkscreen the shirt? So, and then she took him a handwritten note saying, hey, you know, I want amnesty for everybody in America.
Well, in the mainstream media, they've got a copy of the note. It's been all over the television. I told you, I was in the break room earlier today. You cannot get away from the story right now. It's on every single channel. It's all over the internet.
Yeah.
And earlier today, very interesting, folks, Leo Zagami, he is a Vatican insider, and he was on the Alex Jones show. He said that he recognized the guy, the Pope's security guy that picked up the girl so the girl could hand the Pope the letter. Check it out.
Regarding the little girl that you were talking about, you know that guy who picks her up, the bald guy with the glasses, who actually brings her to the Pope, you see her on the image, he's a very important guy. He is General Domenico Gianni. He is not wearing his Inspector General kind of divisa he has when he's in the Vatican, when he's in America with the Pope. But he's a very high-level member of the Knights of Malta, and he takes care of the Pope's security. Also, it's complete rubbish that the Pope doesn't see TV and he makes this kind of monastic life for himself publicly, because I know from friends of Domenico Gianni that the Pope regularly watches TV and he's like any other guy. They just want to make out of him a saint.
What's interesting to me about this bald-headed security guy that's for the Pope and his involvement in this whole thing is like he's like the gatekeeper. You know, he's like, if let's say you had a medieval city with the, you know, some army was sieging. He's kind of like the guy that opens the gate for the army, and like this little girl, which literally is almost like an army because it's like all these illegals coming in. So it's like he's kind of like letting her come to the Pope.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a very good indication that this whole event was staged.
Well, and I would say if it was just him, you know, maybe not. I mean, obviously they're not going to tase the little girl, but I mean, she got through the barrier. She was escorted by the police. She went through the Secret Service. She was escorted all the way up to the Pope himself. Like,
if you put it together in a whole tapestry, that's when you come up with this whole version of the events that's completely contradictory to what the mainstream media is telling us.
And then when the mainstream media is covering it across the board, that's a good indication that this is a stage event.
Absolutely.
Well, speaking of staged events, there's a lot of misleading and false news stories coming out of the Obama White House lately. Tell us what the news media is not telling us about the clock kid.
Well, you have this 14-year-old kid, Ahmed Mohammed, I believe his name is. He went to high school in Irving, Texas, and he supposedly built this clock, right, to take the class to show off his engineering teacher, which he did. The engineering teacher told him that, hey, you know, this is cool, but, you know, don't take it around class to your other classes and show it because people might get scared by it. I mean, it looked like a bomb, literally. And, but he didn't follow his teacher's advice. He took the clock to English class, set it down next to him, and it had a wire sticking out of it. And then it just happens to go off in class. And then the English teacher notices it and calls the cops. Now, here's what's interesting to me about this whole story. Was that in one interview, Mohammed said that he took the clock to school to impress his engineering teacher. Then he went to, I think it was the Huffington Post, where he said that, well, I showed it to my teacher, but it scared her, so she called the cops on me. But wait a sec, that was two different stories there. He's saying that he took the clock to his English teacher to impress her. But in another interview, he said he took it to his engineering teacher. So right there, there's this big hole in the story.
Well, and then, and speaking of a story, it immediately became a story. This was another national news media sensation. How long after this happened did, I know Obama, it was not long after that that Obama invited him to the White House.
I don't even think it was 24 hours.
Yeah.
And it's just from that, it's like, man, I don't know. It's like just this whole, we're completely being gamed every single day.
That's right. We are being played, and this has been going on for a long time. This goes back to when the CIA, when they first recruited the Nazi propagandists back in Operation Paperclip. This was right after World War II. And then, I was just going to say Operation Mockingbird was after that. And they literally, ladies and gentlemen, they infiltrated hundreds of CIA agents were infiltrating the mainstream media at the time.
End of World War II, Operation Paperclip was launched by the Office of Strategic Services, the OSS, to smuggle known Nazi war criminals into the United States for recruitment into U.S. intelligence agencies. The Nazis were cleared to work in America after having their backgrounds bleached by the military. False employment histories were provided, and their previous Nazi affiliations were completely removed from the record. The OSS provided a model for the Central Intelligence Agency that was established in September 1947. The CIA specialized in propaganda, economic warfare, sabotage, and demolition. By the early 1950s, they controlled over 25 newspapers and wire agencies and had 3,000-plus employees engaged in propaganda. Journalists willing to promote the views of the CIA included members of the New York Times, Time Magazine, Newsweek, The Washington Post, and CBS Television.
All right, so that was back then. The CIA obviously infiltrated the mainstream media. You were just talking about that was Operation Mockingbird. Mm-hmm. Like it hasn't stopped since, and we know it's just escalated since then. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so what's really interesting is, I think it was William Casey, the CIA director under Reagan, I believe. Mm-hmm. It was Jim Mars that told us once that when Jim Mars was working for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, the newspaper up in Fort Worth, he got this employee newsletter that said, oh, we're proud to announce that William Casey's now the head of CIA. William Casey owned, like, I think 20 or 30 newspapers at the time.
Sure.
So this is like, we heard about Operation Mockingbird being in the 50s and 60s, and they supposedly, you know, wind it down. But, you know, then we hear in the 80s and possibly even the 90s, even today, you still got the CIA involvement. And when you got this whole network of kind of politicians that are married to journalists and this kind of this Washington insider elitism, where not so much elitism, but it's just this whole network of people who know each other, that, you know, you're going to say nice things about your buddy in office when you're running a newspaper.
Well, not only that, they're going to push the agenda, right? And you can even go back to the Gulf War, 1991. Who could ever forget the Kuwaiti girl? Mm-hmm. And this time they used a 15-year-old girl. She was only 15, but nobody knew at the time. But it ended up later, we found out that she was the daughter to the ambassador to the U.S. Of Kuwait. And this was crazy. She actually went and testified before Congress. Well, we found out that it never happened. Yeah. But what was the most interesting thing about that to me is it wasn't just her who lied. It was Congress, it was the Senate, mm-hmm. and even George H.W. Bush, the president himself.
They took the babies out of incubators. Took the incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
I can only ask how these animals can commit such barbaric and inhuman acts and then deny that these acts ever took place.
Premature infants in incubators.
Of this ruthless dictator whose troops have bayoneted pregnant women and have ripped babies from their incubators in Kuwait.
I could not help but think of my nephew, who, if born premature, might have died that day as well.
And they had kids in incubators, and they were thrown out of the incubators so that Kuwait could be systematically dismantled.
Wow, and see, that really brings back memories. I fell for it at the time, hook, line, and sinker. I mean, and the whole nation did. So it really illustrates how easy it is to really sell a war, because not after this, the Gulf War started, and then CNN began with fake broadcast. The reporters that you're looking at right now, they claimed that they were on the scene in Israel, real hardcore reporting in the middle of a war zone. And then suddenly they were under a sarin nerve gas attack from Scud missiles. But guess what? This is a total fabrication, and it was actually shot from a TV studio. So total fake. And we know that now. And because we've seen between commercials, they were laughing and joking. And we know now that they were actually broadcasting from a studio in Atlanta, out of control.
You know what really bothers me, Darren, out of all this? Is the fact the establishment, mainstream media, they don't care about kids unless they can exploit them to push an agenda.
Just like this little girl was. Yeah, she was definitely exploited to promote their illegal immigration.
Yeah, agenda. The media wants to talk about her, but they won't talk about the little kids on the death trains in Mexico that are going to end up dying because they got little gangs that, you know, are exploiting them, raping them, stealing from them, throwing them off the trains. No one will talk about that. No one will talk about the little kids that are going across the desert to the U.S. because Obama said, oh, this is a promised land, this is everything for you, and they're going to get here, they're going to end up minimum wage jobs, or they're going to end up dying before then in the desert.
All right, Kit, I hate to cut you off. I'm so sorry, but we got to go. The Kit's full report is available right now. It's posted on Infowars.com. Coming up next, Charities of Terror, a special report by Infowars reporter John Bound. Plus, what is the likelihood that we will experience an EMP attack in our lifetime? Best-selling author Matt Stein, up next, InfoWars Nightly News.
I might as well just...
Are you ready to show your disapproval for Hillary Clinton? Get your Hillary for Prison 2016 t-shirt today at the InfoWars store. Hurry up, because these things are selling out faster than Hillary Clinton.
This is an American president. Just add puppet, then vote and repeat every 4 years.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
I'm running for president. Everyday Americans need a champion, and I want to be that champion. I'm hitting the road to earn your vote, and I hope you'll join me on this journey.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Hans-George Maassen, the head of the Federal Office for the Protection of the Constitution, told Rheinische Post, radical Wahhabist imams in Germany are attempting to recruit newly arrived Muslim refugees. The recruiters may be posing as members of charity organizations, according to Maassen. The Gulf Emirates have long used charity fronts to recruit and financially support jihadi fighters. The Muslim World League, Benevolence International Foundation, the Qatar Charitable Society, and other groups have funded Al-Qaeda. The International Relations and Information Center, IRIC, was tied to the Bojinka plot, an ambitious scheme to assassinate the Pope, bomb airliners, and crash a plane into the CIA headquarters. The IRIC and related Islamic organizations were established by Mohammed Jamal Khalifa, Osama bin Laden's brother-in-law. The Al-Khifa Refugee Center had ties to both the CIA and Osama bin Laden. It raises funds in the United States that were sent to Maktab al-Kidamat in Afghanistan. The organization later became Al-Qaeda. Ali Mohammed, an instructor at Fort Bragg, worked through the center and trained the terrorists who bombed the World Trade Center in 1993. The State Department's Agency for International Development, USAID, funded the Islamic American Relief Agency, an organization linked to funding Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. King Salman of Saudi Arabia, who replaced his older brother King Abdullah following his death in January, has a history of funding Al-Qaeda. Salman used the Third World Relief Agency, a known Al-Qaeda front, to deliver weapons to jihadists in the Balkans. He also headed the Saudi High Commission for Relief to Bosnia and Herzegovina, a charitable front for Al-Qaeda in the Balkans.
Because they don't fully control the jihadis. They just fund them and turn them loose, like throwing a kid in with five starving pit bulls. The starving pit bulls with rabies eating gunpowder for their whole life aren't under your control, but they're going to eat that kid. Just like I put 100 black widows in your bed at night, one of them's going to bite you, maybe two or three. I don't control the black widows, but I put them in your bed.
Soft butt. Senior advisor to the British American Security Information Council and director at the Cultural Intelligence Institute said, "The extremist agenda is not always clearly government sanctioned, but in monarchies where the government money is spread around to various princes, there is little accountability for what the royal family does with their government funds. Much of the funding is via charitable organizations and is not military related." The refugee crisis in Europe, a direct result of U.S. foreign policy in Syria and the Middle East, represents a prime opportunity for the Gulf Wahhabists to extend and expand their reach into Europe's Muslim communities through charities. The result will be more radicalized Muslims calling for Sharia law to be imposed in Europe, and more terror attacks similar to the Charlie Hebdo attacks at the office of a French satirical weekly newspaper in Paris.
And I don't begrudge people seeking a better lifestyle, but can we please stop pretending that all these individuals are fleeing from war? What makes someone a refugee is that they're fleeing from danger, not fleeing to a higher standard of living.
John Bound for Infowars.com.
Viva la raza!
Que viva!
Mano! Power! Dragon! Go home! Que viva! Dragon! Go home!
Go back to Boston! Go back to the Plymouth Rock! You pilgrims! Get out! We are the future!
We need the voters! Who's the legal alien? Who's the legal alien?
Plaza Fuerza, this is Aslan, this is Mexico. There are pilgrims on our land.
We claim this land is ours, it's always been ours, and we're still here. And none of this talk about deporting. If anybody's going to be deported, it's going to be you.
The United States is who is the immigrant here, not us.
Why is it that these people, these frail, racist, white people, want to keep us out of this country? It's not because simply the color of our skin. It's not simply because they just want to exploit us. Let me tell you why. Because on this planet right now, of 6 billion people, at the forefront of the revolutionary movement is the raza. When you go to Venezuela.
You can't stop us. There's too many of us. We're ready. We're breeding by the day.
Back to Europe. This is America. Look to color. You're right. You don't belong here.
We have the armor. We have the infantry. We have the artillery. And we have combined it under one organized command. So we can play an effective countervailing war against those racists that are trying to continue to discriminate and impede ourselves.
It's about assuring that we increase our numbers. That we increase our numbers at every level. And let me tell you, we can't go back. You know, we're in a civil war.
This is America, whites! You too white to be America! Go back to Europe!
You idiots!
This used to be Mexico, you know what I mean? And the people that were here before, you're just not gonna get up and leave.
Mexico! 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 Arriba Mexico!
You think we have kids because we like sex? No, we're having kids ready to start this war, believe me. I got another one on the way, and she'll be strapped up ready for you. Come get it. Come get it. Come knock on my door and see what happens. We're ready. We're ready. Ashe, mtakbi ashe.
David Knight for Infowars.com. Now, here we are in the nation's capital. The Pope being here is to sell an agenda. It's something that they put out with an encyclical earlier to pave the way for what they were going to do for climate change. Most people were not paying attention to it. As a poll said, only 1 in 3 of Americans were aware of it. Only 40% of those in the Catholic Church were aware of it. So they're going to make a very big deal out of it with Obama. But I want to just look at some of the symbolism here. Not necessarily intended, but what I see here. Look at the Capitol building in the background. You see it's under scaffolding. That scaffolding is probably about just cleaning and painting. But what we understand here is that this is a government that is being remade. It's being remade into something that we don't even recognize, like this alien statue over here on the side here. We've got this thing looks like it's about ready to climb up the side of the building. This is an alien foreign government. It's being sold to us as compassion. It's phony compassion. This Pope, it's reported by those who are traveling with him, reported in The Guardian, and others who are on the plane with him, he wanted to enter America through one of the ports of entry that was the most popular for immigrants coming in here illegally. That's the agenda that he wants to sell. He wants to sell the evil of the free marketplace. He hates individuality. He hates what he calls capitalism. But of course, we understand that's not capitalism. That is crony capitalism. It is fascism, like they had in Argentina, where he was under Perón. The difference between Hitler and Mussolini that Juan Perón loved so much in Argentina
and the kind of government that he created there was he made an alliance with the labor unions. That's the only difference. And, of course, it became a retirement haven for Nazis after the war to move to Argentina. They were famous for that. So it's a very much a fascist system that was there, military dictatorship. We've seen, however, throughout Central and Latin America, what happens when the Pope's economic policies that he's trying to sell to us as compassion, that's always the way they package it. We've seen what happens to that. We can see what's going on in Venezuela right now. We know that people don't have the money for food, for water, for medicine. They're going to other countries. They're coming to America. That system that the Pope is trying to sell, that the Jesuits have been trying to sell for decades, since the early 1970s, called liberation theology, is nothing but warmed over Marxism with a compassionate face on it. It isn't going to provide the necessities that people need. It's not capable of it. We have an imperfect system. We have problems with our system. Corruption, crony capitalism. We need to reform and correct the system, not level it and create something that Obama and the Pope would like to see here. And of course, it's going to be done in the name of climate change as well. Let's take a look at the facade of climate change. So when Jakari and I walked up here, what I saw was a massive restructuring. That's what it looks like with the scaffolding that's on the Capitol. I saw a massive restructuring of the government with a facade of climate change based on a moral case. The irony of all this is that the only thing that's not changing in our government, in our religion, in the Catholic Church, in the traditional family, the only thing out of all of that that's not changing is the climate. But they're going to use that to try to make a moral case. You want to make a moral case? Talk about why we're being flooded into this country with economic refugees fleeing the very system that the Pope wants to establish. The hypocrisy of saying, I'm going to come across the border where these people are coming across the border, yet deciding, nah, you know what, I think I'll come in with my own private jet. But I'll drive out in a Fiat 500. Is that the Abarth edition? I don't know. Okay? This is beyond ridiculous, but this is the pageantry. This is the way it's being sold, the symbolism. Look at the symbolism. This is our government being restructured, being manufactured with a false agenda into an alien being that we don't understand. For InfoWars.com, I'm David Knight with Jakari Jackson. We're here in Washington, D.C., waiting for the next shoe to drop tomorrow with the papal visit.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and cannot be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Brain Force is here. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been on this the last few months. You probably noticed I've been more crazed, more focused, less brain fog, more energy, more special reports, and it's because of Brain Force.
One of the worst things with most energy products is it's not sustainable, right? You're going to crash afterwards, really bad afterwards. This has a bunch of different antioxidants and compounds and polyphenols.
Everybody's on these drugs to knock their brain out because the brain's so fried.
We kept changing this formula over and over and over again until it became sort of a grand puzzle. For example, the L-theanine inside of it, that is activated by the different compounds in the yerba mate that we put inside of it as well. This just increases the compounds you already have.
This is what you're actually designed to run on.
Exactly.
It's kind of like a car will run on one form of junkie gas, but it runs really good on what it's designed for.
Still damaging your brain.
You will find Brain Force, Survival Shield X2, and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. The latest in preparedness is now here. An electrically stabilized colloidal silver solution that can be added to both your home cabinet and preparedness pack alike. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in what has been dubbed the Survival Silver Solution. The new InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver is the answer for you and your family. And it's entirely free of toxic artificial additives that are loaded into many products. The InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Silver is so powerful that it is concentrated into a 2-ounce bottle and is not recommended for extended continual use. This is not a low-grade formula. We are working with one of the top laboratory manufacturers in the United States to bring you the best form of colloidal silver using electrical processes within a base of deionized water. For your preparedness storage or your home kitchen, purchase your bottle of InfoWarsLife.com Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today. I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2.
I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there.
Take advantage of this at InfoWarsLife.com.
Watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com.
Did you know that there are nearly 450 nuclear reactors in the world? That's right, and there's also hundreds more either under construction or in the planning stages right now. In fact, right here in the United States, we have 104 nuclear reactors. Imagine what would happen to our civilization and the planet's ecosystems if we were to suddenly witness not just one or two nuclear meltdowns, but a multitude of meltdowns and reactors all failing at approximately the same time. I mean, do you think that this could actually happen? Well, what if I were to tell you that there are many experts who are out there who are very concerned about this, and they are out there publicly sounding the alarm bells right now? Because they are saying that this apocalyptic scenario is not only possible, but probable.
What would happen if there was a successful EMP attack launched against the United States? A deliberate detonation of a nuclear device at high altitude with the potential to cause serious damage to electronics and electrical power grids across the country. During a widespread grid collapse, the nuclear reactor's backup generators will either fail to start or run out of fuel, and that means the reactor cores will ultimately melt down.
A serious warning from top national security experts. They say an electromagnetic pulse attack, also known as an EMP, could be devastating. It could easily damage the country's critical infrastructure, especially the electrical grid.
It is the greatest threat that our nation and Western civilization faces. You know, it was deeply classified throughout most of the Cold War. And only after the EMP Commission reports declassified much of the information about EMP did it become publicly known. And so it is one of the least understood threats, and yet the greatest threat that we face.
An EMP produces damaging current and voltage surges, burning out the semiconductor chip of any electronic device within line of sight. The result of that is a complete shutdown of the electronic system.
If you set off a nuclear weapon a couple hundred miles above the United States in terms of altitude, and it is designed so that it emits a lot of gamma rays, those gamma rays, in effect, strike our electrical grid and burn out a lot of major transformers that are part of that grid. And you end up in a situation where we're not talking just about a few days of loss of power or weeks. We're talking months or maybe even years.
The same nightmarish scenario is expected after a massive solar storm, an extreme GMD of such magnitude that it would initiate a chain of events leading to catastrophic failures at the vast majority of our world's nuclear reactors.
It would wipe out most of our satellites,
short-circuit their machinery. We would black out our weather satellites, GPS systems, telecommunications, the internet.
It would literally shut down our civilization.
You know, it would destroy the electric grid and our critical infrastructures and put at risk the lives of up to 90% of the American people.
It's the end of the industrialized world as we know it. An environmental destruction on the scale of Armageddon.
Best-selling author and MIT-trained engineer Matt Stein joins us now to help us assess the risk involved in both of these potential disasters. Because, Mr. Stein, I don't think people realize just how dangerous this is and how possible that we might be able to, we might witness either an EMP strike or a massive solar storm in our lifetime. Am I right?
Oh, it's most likely we're going to see it. I mean, the chances statistically are a 1 in 8 chance every decade. And it's been 9 decades since the last extreme solar event in 1921. And it was only 6 decades before that to the extreme event of modern history called the Carrington event in 1859.
That's right.
So here we've seen 2 in the last 150 years, and it's been 90 years since the last one. So it's kind of like a once every generation event. And my dad was 86 years old when he died. He was born just after the last one and died a few years back. And so we're due for the next one. It could be any day. You just don't know. It's like a statistical crap shot. You roll the dice, and one of these days we're going to get snake eyes. And so far, the government has totally ignored making any plans to actually prevent kind of the end of the world as we know it when the next one happens. It's a real shame. They've been experts come in and lobbyists, and they say to the government, hey, we've got it covered. Don't worry. And then other experts say, no, we're not covered at all. We're going to have meltdown of society. We're going to lose nuclear power plants are going to melt down due to loss of fuel and backup cooling. And this is going to be a game over event, and we can protect it for a couple $1 billion. And the problem is, you know, experts on both sides saying both things, and people listen to the one that tells them what they want to hear, and they do nothing.
Well, and I think most people have no idea that we've dodged the bullet several times recently. I know there's been massive EMP burst almost hitting us back in 2012, 2013, 2014. And if these storms would have hit directly over the continent, I mean, the result would have been catastrophic.
Yeah, it would have meant months to years with no grid, you know, over most of the country. It would have meant that, imagine a life with, you're in a city of 10 million people, and you got no water system, you got no sewage systems, you got no internet, you got no phones, you got no gas pumping, you got no banking. You know, you go to the money machines and they're all dead. You go to the store, you try to buy everything. Everything's electronic. There's no mechanical systems. Nothing is working. And where does a city of 10 million people pee and poo when none of that stuff's working? I mean, you're talking third world instantly. You're talking 3 days of food on supply in every major city in the country. Not like when we were kids when there was a month of backup supplies in warehouses. Now it's just-in-time deliveries. 3 days is all you got. And most of that will be gone in the first few hours or through looting because, you know, nobody will be able to buy anything anyways because none of the machines work. None of the electronics works.
But what disappoints me is the fact that, and I do hold them responsible for not having a backup plan for the backup generators on these nuclear reactors. Tell us more about that.
Well, the nuclear reactors are mandated by the NRC to have a week's worth of fuel on hand. And because normally in America, you never have power outages for more than a week, and you can always bring them diesel trucks. But now imagine with an EMP or a massive solar storm like the 1921, that there's no power for a year, 2 years. I mean, in 2003 or 2006, a solar storm less than one-tenth as strong as the one we're talking about hit South Africa, wiped out 14 of their massive transformers, and they had to ration power and have rolling blackouts through the entire country for in a year before they could replace 14. The U.S. government study from the EMP Commission shows that we're going to lose 350-plus transformers, not 14, but 350, in the event of a major solar storm. Now, those things cost tens of millions of dollars each. There's a 3-year waiting line to get one. They're custom-made. The grid relies totally upon them. We have a $2 billion fix to protect those transformers from EMP and solar storms, but so far they've ignored all pleas to implement them. They've listened to the guys telling them everything's okay, and they're doing nothing. So this is extremely serious, and extremely likely. And, you know, terrorist EMP, maybe yes, maybe no. Solar storm, guaranteed to happen. We just don't know when. It's like they all knew a hurricane was going to hit New Orleans someday, and the levees were inadequate.
Absolutely.
And the engineers warned them. For 50 years, they were inadequate and needed replacing. Well, the attitude in government was, well, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. It hasn't flooded yet. Well, that storm hit, and we lost most of New Orleans. When this storm hits, we're talking game-changing, game over. Life on this world will not look at all the same when we're done as it was in the beginning. And it's a very fixable problem, and it takes some money. Too much for you and me, but not too much for governments. Small
well, they spend that much on wars, you know. So, I mean, and this would basically send us back to the dark ages. Look, we only have 1 minute left. What's going on in October? I understand there's an event being held in Kansas City. Tell us more about that.
We have at the Kansas City Expo Grounds, there's a big prepper show and Dr. Richard Allen Miller, myself, Vincent Finelli, and a number of other experts are going to be giving free talks on Saturday and Sunday, October 3rd and 4th at the Kansas City Expo Show. And on Friday, Dr. Richard Allen Miller and I are giving an all-day survival preparedness workshop for surviving game-changing events like we're talking about, how to prep and survive those. And Richard Miller helped Navy SEALs Corp develop their program to teach Navy SEALs to make critical life and death decisions in a very short period of time. So it's a great opportunity to spend the day with Richard Allen Miller and I, and you can go to whentechfails.com or mattstein.com, and you can sign up for Friday's workshop. It's a rare opportunity for Rick and I to be together and spend an all day with the two of us.
All right. It's good to have you on our side. Thank you for joining us, and we'll look forward to having you on the show again soon. I just want to remind everybody that these are the two books by Matt Stein, When Technology Fails, When Disaster Strikes. These, you know, put these on your bookshelf. I have this one in my disaster kit, so check it out.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2.
I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there.
Take advantage of this at InfoWarsLife.com.
And why wearing a Hillary for President t-shirt might get you punched in the face.
They thought it said Hillary for President. He said, I was seconds away from sending my bar back over here to punch you in the face. Since you're wearing a Hillary for Prison shirt, you don't have to buy drinks here. Everything's on the house.
Hillary's not surging, I tell you that. They're not saying that. They're not saying that. Thank you.
Have it. Donald Trump endorses Hillary for Prison. Get your Hillary for Prison 2016 t-shirt at the InfoWars store. And on the back it says, legalize freedom. Show your disapproval of Hillary by buying your t-shirt today.
But what she's done is criminal.
This is an American president. Just add puppet. Then vote and repeat every 4 years.
For InfoWars.com, I'm David Knight. Jakari Jackson and I are standing here on the Mall between the Washington Monument and the Capitol building back there. Of course, the Pope is going to address Congress for the very first time. No Pope has ever done this before. This morning they were talking about how John Boehner has wanted this ever since he became a member of Congress. And of course, he was tearing up as he saw the Pope there. This has actually been kind of a contemporary worship service. A worship service to the earth, to the environment. That is the kind of pagan global governance agenda that is being sold by the Pope here. And it's going to give cover to the people like John Boehner who want open borders, who want to enact carbon taxes, carbon credits. That's how you finance a global government. That's how they get control of you on an individual level. Think of it as an income tax for the UN. And, of course, tomorrow we're going to be at the UN. He's going to be addressing not just the UN council there with everybody there, but also 80 world leaders, including Obama, are going to be there, because this is about global governance. So you need to have all the leaders there. Stay tuned. We'll have more reports from InfoWars.com.
Anybody excited to see the Pope?
Yes.
You are?
Okay. Yes.
So what are you most excited about?
Well, he's humble, and I think that Congress should accept some of his humility.
What are you most excited about?
Never seen a Pope before.
Are you a Catholic?
No, sir.
No? So you just came to check it out?
It's kind of a big deal. I saw it all at once, and, you know, it's always great to see great religious figures.
Are you from D.C.?
Not originally, no.
Okay. And a lot of people have speculated about his views, political views of the United States. Do you think he's in line with what President Obama's agenda is?
It doesn't matter, to be honest with you. I mean, you know, the Pope is the Pope, and so he's going to do what he's going to do, and I don't think he abides by anybody's laws except for his own and God's, so.
Right. And do you think he has enough security? We have a strong security presence.
I hope so.
Oh, my gosh. I sure hope so. There's a lot of security. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think he has enough security out here today?
It looks like he has more than the president. We love you, Pope Francis.
I think that he will bring the message of Jesus to us and help us to focus our lives on what we should be focused on.
Are you a Catholic?
Yes, I am.
Do you follow any of his views on climate change?
Yes, of course.
Well, what would you like to see happen with climate change? Anything in particular?
Well, if we could start eliminating cars, I think that would help a lot.
Even the Pope Mobile?
He's got a great Pope Mobile. He chose a car that's less than $20,000. You got to hand it to him. He's a great guy.
You despise God. You love the Pope. You love the Pope. You guys are a bunch of Catholic idol worshippers. God, your prophet Muhammad is a pedophile. Your prophet Muhammad makes these Catholic priests look normal. Your prophet makes these Catholic priests look normal. Shame on you. Talk about disrespect. Because of your religion, that's why we got this security. Open your eyes. Open your eyes. You don't believe in Jesus as a son of God. You don't believe in Jesus as a son of God.
So we're doing a report here, and Aaron Marcus came over and started talking to us, telling us what he had seen last night about security, because that's what we were concerned about. When we were talking, I found out that you're actually going to run for governor, but you've been very active in Oregon. Tell us about this ballot initiative that's coming up called that's named after your son.
Well, I'm the director of Safer Oregon PAC, and we have a couple ballot measures that are coming up for 2016. One of them is called Owen's Law for a Safer Oregon. Owen's Law basically changes the parameters of what the juvenile case McKeever versus Pennsylvania means as it applies to the Adoption Safe Families Act. Right now they use that as a ruling to deny parents the right to a jury when they're facing these civil cases involving their kids in child welfare courts. We've been very active, and I traveled all the way across the country leaving June 13th.
Let's pack that out for people. Let's tell them what the consequences of that are, because as you're describing that to me, you said because they've set up certain protections for juveniles, but even though you're in a court situation and they're accusing the parents, they say that you don't get a typical legal protection, in other words, counsel and that sort of thing. Explain that to us.
Okay, so how it works under the Adoption and Safe Families Act is they moved them from adult courts over to juvenile courts saying it's a juvenile matter. And then they hide behind the ruling of McKeever versus Pennsylvania. And that ruling strictly states that juveniles do not have the right to a jury in criminal proceedings. So they say it's about the child, and then they deny the child the right to a jury in these child welfare cases, and it's really just a trick so they can sidestep a parent or an adult's due process. They make accusations at the adult, and they put an attorney on top of the child who always sides with whatever the court is doing. Now, to make matters worse, all the judges on these, on most of these cases are pro tem judges, which means they're appointed there by the state Department of Justice or judicial department, which means the attorney general or solicitor general, depending on your state, the ones arguing the case for the CPS agency, they're the ones that get to decide whether or not the judge can maintain that position. It is a total smokescreen. The AG decides whether or not she wants to win or lose the case, and they give, they deny parents due process and the right to a jury.
So let me interject here, because when we walk through the TSA checkpoints at the airport, we understand that they're violating the broad general prohibitions against government activity and getting away with it. So when we see things like what you're talking about, taking parents who are accused of a child abuse situation, they should have due process. We understand there's some people who do abuse their children, but there's a lot of people who are caught up in this process who are innocent but get nailed by the system because it wants their children. That's what we're concerned about. So what they do is essentially the same thing they do with your property, with civil asset forfeiture. They don't charge you with a crime, and they don't make it a criminal offense because they don't want to give you your due process, so they just seize your property and call it a civil action. They charge your property with a potential crime, and then you have to sue them in court if you want to try to get your property back. So what they do with a family, now that you're talking about with this a court decision, they move it out of a criminal accusation into a juvenile court and then say, since in juvenile court you don't get the same rules of protection, now the parents have had their due process shut down. That's what we're seeing over and over again. And what we need to see, and I wanted to talk to Aaron, because what we need to see, or we need to see people who understand how their rights are being abused, and this happened to him personally, so he knows. We need to understand before they come for your family, you need to understand what they've done to other people's families so you can fix this broken predatory system. And we need to do this at the state level. It's not going to happen getting somebody else in the White House. This is something we have to do at the local level, and that's what you've done. You've gotten this on as a ballot. You've set up an organization here to push back, to get this legal reform as they're preying on people with the CPS system.
Well, and it goes much more broader than that. It has to do with the Title IV-E funding. And with the adoption incentive programs, it says more children have to be adopted out this year than the previous year, or they don't get money for both. That is why they're taking such a large number of kids, and the overall agenda isn't for protecting kids anymore, of course, and it's not even necessarily so much as of getting after these incentives. What it is there is a liberal agenda behind this to bankrupt our Social Security. You hear all the time on CNN recently that they're going to be running out of Social Security next year, but they won't say why. The reason why is because they're taking kids and they are using the voter registration list through Secretary of State's office in states to find out whether or not parents are libertarian or Republican voters, or whether or not they vote certain ways that align with the U.S. Constitution. And once they find that out, after they've taken your kid, good luck getting your child back. This is about taking kids from people that are Americans, that believe in our country and in our Constitution and our freedoms, and taking them and having them raised by people that will vote Democrat and not even question it, hoping that those kids get raised to vote the same way. It's worked because in the last 20 years, we've seen a big shift in the types of voters that we have, people that are voting in kind of a pseudo-socialism, which they don't understand is going to go into a full-on communism real quick if something isn't done to protect these kids from this type of political exploitation.
All right, we're out of time. Tell me again how that people can find out about this if they're in Oregon. And if you're not in Oregon, you need to find out what's going on in Oregon, because it's not limited to that state. They use these same tactics everywhere. What's that organization again?
Well, it's Safer Oregon PAC, P-A-C, at Facebook.com. And you can also find out a little more about my campaign and what I plan on doing to put families and children before these lobbyists that are trying to put this into law. You can find me at Aaron for Governor. That's A-R-I-N. For governor on Facebook. My name is Aaron Marcus, and I'll be glad to be Oregon's next governor. I'm going to need a lot of help from a lot of you. God bless.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you for doing that. And again, we have to get our freedoms back. We're going to do it at the local level, folks, not at the White House. It isn't going to happen. Don't fall in line behind some savior from some political party, whether it's Democrat or Republican. Find some core issues and start trying to make some changes on those core issues at the local level. For InfoWars.com, I'm David Knight.
clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Introducing Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com, a scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. And your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.